Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
I just think right now, women, especially in business, this is the year of women. I just know that.
Life begins at 150 grand a year. Life gets better at 250, and life gets real good at 500. Nobody can tell me differently on it.
When you start teaching something, I feel like that's when you start to master the actual art of it.
You and I, when we publish a book, we can go toe-to-toe with any of the New York trade publishers, any of the big-time authors. We get to compete in that marketplace and then let the market decide whether our stuff is good.
People forget sometimes as entrepreneurs, the whole damn point of entrepreneurship is to make money.
And now here is The Win with your hostess, serial entrepreneur, marketeer, and chief sexy boss, Heather Havenwood.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Win with Heather Havenwood. And I'm super excited today to have someone on that I'm doing some business with Mobit. Jim, are you there?
Woo-hoo. I am here. Hi, Heather.
Hey, and so if you're watching us on YouTube, you see us live video. If not, you listen to us on podcasts and our radio on 43 different radio stations across the country through Biz Talk Radio, as well as iTunes and Google Play. So welcome to The Win. My name is Heather Havenwood. I'm going to be introducing you to Jim. Jim is a senior vice president and early investor in Mobit, a marketing automation company headquartered in Arizona. Phoenix, Arizona, actually. And he's also the co-founder of Inbound Marketing Agency, the Patton Group. Over the past 25 years, his strategies have been organized by all sizes, from small internet startups like me to one of the world's largest companies. And he has personally facilitated over 70 million in sales for his clients. Jim is an awesome sales guy. Don't get near him, because he'll sell you into like ice in the middle of us, like Alaska. He has a broad background in marketing, has worked over 1,000 companies, helping them with automating their marketing in industries including consumer products, capital finance, software development, publishing, telecommunications, real estate, higher education, and a lot, blah, blah, a ton. So the cool thing is, we're going to talk about today is this company called Mobit. I want you to really get this, because I think email marketing is going to go away. I really think it's going to go in the next 3 to 5 years. And so Jim's passion is providing strategies, the platform, and set of solutions to help professionals deeply deploy marketing automation funnels to grow their business, specifically from mobile. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So if you ever heard me on any other podcast, anyone, you probably heard me say, text the word Heather to 72,000 to learn more, to get my free gift, which, by the way, you can do. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is how the future of this thing called a phone in your hand, I'm sure you have it or maybe listening on that device right now, that how the future of mobile marketing is going to probably take away email marketing. But before we get started to that, Jim, let's start with, how in the world did you get started and with Mobit so many years ago? How many years ago was that?
Sure, absolutely. So I've got a long background in marketing, and I'm always looking for the way things are changing and how you can engage with people. So marketing automation, been doing that for probably about 7 years. Most of marketing automation is done through email marketing. Yeah. And would build some really complex and sophisticated campaigns for clients all over the world. But the problem always came back to the mode of communication. And so you can be sophisticated. You can say, if they buy this shirt, market this shirt, just like right. Amazon does. But if all you're doing is sending emails and no one's checking emails, there's a problem. So we started to notice that about 4 to 5 years ago, right. And decided to sell our practice and put a few $1 million into building our own marketing automation platform. So we're very much in the vein of HubSpot, Marketo, Salesforce, of course, Infusionsoft.
Yeah.
But we just do things totally different. So when I when I realized that if we could reach people on the channel they listen to most, this device, this is where everyone is. Mm-hmm. And we just had to focus all our attention on it. So when we talk about mobile marketing, it can be, that sounds really broad.
It does sound broad. People don't understand it. What does that mean? Are you going to text me crazy stuff? And I remember when I first met you, when I kind of get an idea, I first met you at Traffic and Conversion Summit. It was 3 years ago at this point, I think. And I remember you and I both were in a session, the big session of the main room. And you had somebody, the guy who's whoever the front of the room guy was, whoever was, said, you know, text this to this. And something was off with it. You said, well, he's actually doing it illegal and he could actually be like charged all these thousands of dollars from. And I'm like, really? You can be? He's like, yeah, there's this thing called, you know, FCC, the regulations and telecommunications and mobile. You're like, you got to make sure it's done right. And I thought to myself, wow, I had no idea. But you really are the cutting edge of not only making sure that things are compliant, because there is this thing called FCC and telecommunications and we're the United States of America, but also the future of people are moving away from email. People are no longer checking their email as much as they used to. They're really doing mobile. So how are people like using that today? I mean, how are you seeing that?
Well, people are inundated, right? I mean, it seems like everything they can sign up is another list. The average person has 6.3 email accounts. So when they sign up.
Seriously?
Yes.
I only have three. Yes. So I'm under average?
Yeah. My wife has a birthday email. Do you know what a birthday email is?
No.
It's to get all her birthday offers. Here's the problem. All the companies wanting to give her something for their for her birthday, they're getting her birthday email. And guess how many times a year she checks that email
account? Once a year.
Once a year. So most of the time when somebody's offering something, if you provide them their email, they're giving you, excuse the French, a crappy email, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's useless to you anyways. You're not going to be able to reach that person. They're never going to open it.
No.
The open rates on email are right around 18%, to be generous. And people say, oh, you're doing good. You're getting 18%. And I always say, you mean 82% of people never even see what you're trying to tell them. And you think that's good? So with SMS and text and MMS, you're seeing open rates of 98%. And most of the people read those messages within 1 to 3 minutes. So that's a huge difference.
That's a huge difference. I mean, when I was doing a lot of email marketing, which I still do, if I was getting 15%, I was like dancing, right? What's up? That's awesome. You know, I was like texting me like, I'm getting 50% open rate. So it's super, it's true. I mean, that's like honestly true. 15% was like off the top, A++. Average was between 10 and 11% open rate. But then you have click-through rate. So I don't know if you have any stats on that. You have open and then clicking through. Do you have any, I'm just totally throwing that out. Do you have any stats on that?
Yeah. And if you do an apples to apples comparison, it gets really embarrassing. And just to get to the nutshell, I mean, the click-through rate on an email is about 2%.
Okay.
When you send out an email to 5,000 people, okay, if you're a small business and you're working hard and you get a list of 5,000 people, that sounds pretty impressive, right? 5,000?
Yeah, no kidding.
With the click-through rate, when you go through the open rate and the click-through rate, only 100 people are actually clicking on your email and engaging with the video or order form that, you know, whatever you want to sell on that email. With text, it's quite different. Our open rate's 98%, not 18%. And our click-through rate we're seeing 58% click-through rate, which means 2,800 people, you know, roughly 50% of the people you send a text to are going to engage with your content on the mobile landing pages. By the way, that's also what we're talking about here. We're not talking about text marketing. That's been around for a long time. We're talking about marketing automation for mobile. It encompasses all the pieces you want, right? Text, mobile landing pages, where you can have sales offers and funnels and so forth. And then automation, what happens based on what they do on that page. They sign up for something, fantastic. They go down one track. What if they don't? Well, our system's intelligent enough to know what people have not done. And we can coach them through the process. And that's how our conversions go way up. So it's very, very different. It's very, very sophisticated. But automation is key for any business. Today's world, you've got to automate.
So
Amazon
I have to say,
this a long time ago.
Obviously, I've opted in to a ton of stuff over the years on my email. I mean, we all have, okay? But people constantly email me after 5, 6, 7, 8 years. However, I've only opted in once to a text campaign that I still get text messages from. Do you know who that is?
Starbucks.
Donald Trump.
Oh.
Right? No, I got one the other day. And we're in, like, you know, whatever, 8 months into his presidency. Do you remember when he was on the campaign trail and every single time he was in front of the camera, he had text, I think it was the, text Donald to 70, whatever it was at the time.
It was Trump. Yeah. Text Trump.
Text, of course. Text Trump too. And he had that every time that camera was on him, he had that. And I remember about 6-7 months in, Hillary caught on and Hillary started doing it. It was like too late. Right. But I still, whenever there is something going, he or whoever, right, whoever is doing it, he's texting me still. Donations, wow. Selling whatever. He sells hats or whatever. And I thought, wow, talk about the campaign's over, obviously. He won the election, obviously. And he's still asking for money. So, and I get about two texts a month right now from him, from his staff.
Yeah.
And I actually wrote
a blog on this because Obama in his a campaign practice is using email marketing did something really significant. In fact, there was a whole study done on subject titles, right? So everybody's clamoring to try to get people to open emails. And he had a very short word. I'm not going to tell you what it was, but to open his email and it performed phenomenally. It was excellent. So you watch how his team has done marketing. Political campaigns are, you must observe them as a marketer.
So when he
did his video endorsement of Hillary, it was like 2 to 3 minutes. When the video ends, his call to action, or what we call CTA, right? His call to action to get engaged with Hillary's campaign was to text. He didn't say go to her website. He didn't say donate. He said text. And why? Because if you were to join that list, the engagement level trumps everything. I'm not kidding. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, WeChat, it doesn't matter. SMS is by far the most engaging channel on the planet. In fact, 50% of all usage on the iPhone, according to Apple, is SMS.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own company? Do you want to have more control of your income and your time? Then now is that moment to start and grow a successful business. As a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded. I have bit the dust. I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. But I didn't do it alone. I hired my first business coach 13 years ago. And now I help small businesses, solo practitioners, and professionals double their income and triple their time off. So let me help you too. My gift to you today is a free one-on-one strategy session. So go to coachwithheather.com, coachwithheather.com, and let me help you double your income and triple your time off.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.antonioh.com. 11. IgnoreMyScore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11. IgnoreMyScore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
So let's talk about what SMS is, because you and I had a conversation privately about my campaign the other day, and we were talking. I was like, "Rah, I can use video." And you were like, "Yeah, you should do like this 10 second little quick video on, you know, click the button or something." And I thought, I didn't even know I could send that through the system. I mean, obviously I can send you a video personally, but sending a list, a quick little 10 second video to go click on a link, that's pretty powerful. And so, but you said, well, that's because it's SMS, not MMS or something. So I kind of maybe want to explain that.
Sure. An SMS is defined by the carriers as 160 characters or less. Now, if you're a little verbose, you can write a long text to your friend that's a few hundred characters. It just counts as 2 text credits. Most of us as users have unlimited texting with Verizon or AT&T, so we don't really care.
Right.
When you're doing marketing, though, business to business or business to consumer, you know, you have to watch that.
Yeah.
Our platform's pretty different. We have, we also offer MMS, and that's a multimedia message sent within the text. That's where you add a picture, a graphic, a GIF, or video inside above the text message, and that becomes an MMS. Now, once it becomes an MMS, you have up to 1,500 characters to send, and that still only counts as 1 credit. We do things a little differently. We're a marketing automation company, not a text company, so we don't really charge extra for that kind of thing.
Wow.
But it is beautiful and engaging. In fact, if you want to see it right now, you can simply text the word START. Doesn't need to be all caps. Doesn't matter. It's just the word START to 72000, 72000. The word START to 72000. And you can kind of see how it works right on your phone.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. See, thank you for explaining that, because I didn't know the difference. So just to be clear, Trump sends MMS.
Oh, yeah,
because
definitely.
He sends a big image with something, him and his team. I say him, he's not sending it, his team. And then the message is long. I mean, it's definitely not 160 characters. It's like takes up like that. And then at the bottom, it's like link, 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 you know, go there and give us money or something, whatever the donation is or whatever they want you to buy. But that's an interesting, I didn't know the difference between SMS and MMS. So that, thank you for that. So Mobit does MMS, which is more of a, you can add GIF, video, or image, right?
That's right. You're limited. The videos can only be of so much size. You know, AT&T won't send it through if it's going to be super big. But we take care of all that. We do all the encoding and do all that for our clients. By the way, one more anecdotal thing about Trump.
Yeah.
There's a company that saw this wave of popular movement, just like with Obama. I mean, you know, it's not a political thing. It's just a marketing thing. He said, I'm going to make money off this. So in a very short period, they made, I think it was $4.2 million off of selling Trump commemorative gold coins. I'm not going to say who it was. You can do some research. You might have heard of a show that has a shark in it. But this person's one of our clients as well. And I was just blown away by how much they were able to engage and market and do things.
So gold coins with Trump on it?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. $4 million in sales. That's got to be, you know, 8 months ago, right? When it happened, the inauguration.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I don't know how much they're making.
Who knows
now.
They're making now. That's actually really awesome. So I think the one thing about political campaigns, because there's such something on the line, there's a lot on the line. Yeah. And Like Obama, I remember when Obama, his opt-in page was revolutionary. I think it was the 2008 campaign. We had like a seminar on it, basically. I don't know if you remember this, but the opt-in was, and he was looking like that at the opt-in box. So it was just one big page, one big image of him. And he was just looking, it looked like he was just like staring off in space, but on the page, he was staring at the opt-in box and everyone's like, oh my God, that's it. You know? And so political campaigns, because there's so much money behind it and so much on the line,
millions and
they
millions.
Can just do stuff that really revolutionize the marketplace,
sure.
You know?
Sure.
So I think that's it's exactly really right. Fun to watch it. And I still, to this day, get, you know, give us some money from Trump. So anyway, so moving on. So let's talk about the future. So where we're at now, there's definitely a huge opportunity with it because the open rates are super, super high. So of course, my little voice in my head goes, well, Jim, that might change, or is this going to be expensive? I remember back in the day when they said email marketing is free.
Right.
That's hilarious. Okay. So it's not free. Okay. Like, oh, what do you mean? It's just not. Same thing with mobile. So with mobile, tell us about the future of what you think is, you
sure.
probably have your hand on the pulse on that.
Sure. So once I realized that SMS was a powerful channel, I got really excited about it until I learned of the laws. So the TCPA is a piece of legislation that regulates everything from auto dialers to automated texts. Mm. And I went, oh, you mean you can't just text anybody? That was my initial reaction as a marketer, right? And I've heard that time and time again over the last 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love the law.
I really love it.
And this is why.
Okay.
If you can text anybody, so can Kellogg's, so can Home Depot, so can everyone else. And then the channel is spoiled and ruined again. Yeah. One of the reasons email is not going to come back is because in some ways it's already been ruined.
Yeah.
For business to business communications, it's great. I'm saying from a marketing channel, yeah. it's been diluted to the point where it's just not as effective. That's not going to happen with SMS because you need someone's permission to text them. And we execute 7 strategies for businesses to build their mobile list. One is to send an email to your mobile list to get them to opt in. We've seen huge rates doing that. One is to get opt-ins right on your website. Another opt-in would be to text start to 72,000. So if you want to see a couple strategies about how to build your mobile list, just text start to 72,000 right now. And I have an exclusive video that you can get where it shows you all these strategies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another method. Social media. We integrate with Facebook, for instance. We run Facebook campaigns and somebody fills out a Facebook form, boom, automatically they get a text message sent to them and any of the content that they've requested. So the law is protecting the channel so we can still reach people. I got to the point where, what are you going to do? You're going to spend a bunch of money with Google and Facebook. You're going to email market everybody you can to death until you can try to reach them. You don't need to do that anymore. If you do it properly, which you need permission to do, they're not going to be inundated. So SMS is not necessarily going to go the way of email. Mm-hmm. The open rates might go down from 98%, but mm-hmm. they have to fall quite a bit to be as low as some of these other methods. So the channel's protected. I love it.
So one of the things I just heard, and I want to pull it out because it was great. So if you already have an email list, everyone, you can email your email list to say, hey, go text start to 72,000 or get on your own keyword in your own campaign. So basically you can transfer your email yeah. list yes. to mobile. So I want you yes. to kind of get that because it's really, I mean, I just had a conversation with Jim earlier and he said, you know, you have like 200 people on your list for in Mobit. And I went, oh, that's kind of low. And he's like, no, that's like having 8,000 people on your email list. I'm like,
right.
Really? You know, so you have to get, there's a huge disconnect with that probably.
Sure.
So you're like, why
sure.
would I get people to go from email to mobile? Maybe you could talk to that. And also, by the way, yeah. I meant to ask you this. Why did you say to me, hey, that's like having 8,000 people on your email list? I'm super curious.
Well, going back to the numbers. So yeah. the open rate, when you combine the open rate and the click-through rate on 5,000 emails, our math, according to MailChimp, and 18% open rate means only 100 people. So 5,000 people email, only 100 people will actually click on the email. With SMS, with a 98% open rate, you know, now you send it to 5,000 people, 4,800 people open it. And then with our click through to 58%, you're getting 2,800 people of the 5,000. So half of the people are clicking on the link and engaging in your content. So a very small list, in fact, 10 times smaller. So a 500 person list for mobile will outperform 5,000 emails by 2.5 times. That's what I was saying. You can get started right away and have a tremendous benefit. Let me give you a quick story. Amish Farmers Market. This guy calls me from Ohio, and he's not Amish. He uses technology and everything. And he says, I've got a list of 6,000 people I can email, but I don't really engage with anybody anymore. My open rate's only about 17%. It's pretty frustrating. I want to do mobile. I said, well, Ron, this is the first thing we're going to do. We're going to send out an email. He said, Jim, why are you talking about email still? I want to build a mobile list. I said, because you have 6,000 people. And if 17% of people open that, that's 1,000 people who will read your message. Now, what are you going to offer them to join your mobile list? And he said, well, it's so valuable to me. I'll give them a $10 gift card to the first 100 people that do that. I had no idea of the 1,000 people that opened his email, how many would opt in for mobile and click the link and opt in. He had virtually 100%. So basically 1,000 people opted into mobile. He doesn't practice email marketing anymore. And once a week, he sends out his coupons for the marketplace via mobile. Everything goes out via text to a landing page with a coupon and people can redeem them. I don't want any more emails. I mean, I would opt in for mobile for sure. And you can opt out easy too. We haven't talked about that, but text stop. All you got to do is text stop if you're done. It's just an unsubscribe. And that's important for marketers. We only want people who are actually engaged and want to receive our content. Okay. I join lists all the time to see what people are doing. And I opt out of lists. But I have seen our opt out rates be really low because everyone's going to receive that text and be engaged. You don't need to inundate them with email. You don't have to send them 3 emails a week. If you send them a text, they get it. They've seen your offer and they're going to buy if they want to buy. If not, that's it. You move on. I mean, one text a week is enough.
Is enough. That's enough. They'll open that. That's interesting. You said that for the Amish guys. That's impressive, actually. Now I'm going to do that.
He's not Amish. That was the thing I was confused with the most. I'm like, why are you calling me? How are you getting this even marketing?
How do you have a phone?
Like, no. I'm not Amish. The vendors are. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's interesting. But the Amish still has a phone. His clients, his buyers are that. Okay, by the way, who cares?
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Are you over 40 or 50 or 60, frustrated with the weight you can't lose? Have you tried diet after diet after diet? This is Heather Havenwood, and did you know that one sneaky ingredient goes by 61 different names? That extra weight is not your fault. If you're struggling and you want to break free from dieting misery, visit shedmyfat.com right away and get your free report. Go to shedmyfat.com today. That's shedmyfat.com.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
So I think it's really interesting. Now let's talk about international, right? So as you know, I'm on podcasts, and podcasts are definitely international. And last I talked to you guys, which is a while ago, about this, you said you can't, it only works in U.S.
Oh, no. It's international. You just have to use a different number.
Okay.
So the number 72,000 is what we call a short code in this country. It was developed about 5 to 6 years ago.
Okay.
And it's a much better technology than long code. Long code is like your phone number, right? When I dial 10 digits to call you on your cell phone,
yeah,
that's long code. It's a poor service, believe it or not. They never expected text messaging to be as powerful as it is today. It was built for amber alerts and storm warning, hurricane watch, things like that, right? And so they built this separate network called short code. Well, 72,000 is a U.S. code. Now, we work with short code in Canada, the U.K., Australia, New Zealand. But if you're listening to this right now and you're in Germany and you want to text us here in the States, it's a long distance number. So you would just text a longer number. Mm-hmm. And we do have German numbers for our German clients. But if you're, you know, to list numbers for every country, it would be
forever. So is it like one number? Can you just, what about yours for MoBit? Do you have?
Yeah, I'm looking it up. This is something I don't normally.
Because people are listening. You know, we're on a podcast. We're on YouTube. People listening all over the world: Australia, Germany, Europe. You know, I looked at my stats, and I have people in China. Hello, that are listening.
I've got 24 long code numbers from New Jersey to LA. I'll give you a number. You can still text the word start, but the number's going to be different. So if you're listening internationally, you want to text the word start to the long code number of 315. So plus one, 315-930-0300. So plus one, 315-930-0300.
Okay.
So it's longer. It's not as great from the stage or in a podcast to say. So, yeah. You know, the bulk of our business is here in the United States, but it does work internationally. We've had customers like John Maxwell. You guys have probably heard of him. Dave Ramsey, you know, Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank. Others use this everywhere.
Awesome. Oh, I love that. Well, thank you for that, because I have been interviewed by people in Europe and Australia, and they're like, does that work here? And then I didn't have the numbers. So I was like, no, it only works in the United States. But it, because mobile's everywhere, especially when you go outside the United States, I'm finding that it's even more so. Mobile is way more prominent, I think, even outside the United States.
Correct.
You know, it truly is. You know, I have to laugh because the other day I was driving down Lamar here in Austin, and I see these two gentlemen who are walking their dog. Obviously, they're somehow together some level, right? They're just like, you know, staying next to them walking, and both of them, they're walking the dog. One guy's got his hand on the dog, the leash, and then the other hand is on his phone, and the other guy has his phone. So they're both walking with their head down and the phone. Now I'm like, then what's the point of walking? But that's what people do now. You know, that's just what they do. I went to New York recently, and it was like everyone was just bumping into each other because everyone's on their phone. So it's just what they do now, unfortunately. At the same time, that's what they're looking at. They're looking at the SMS. You might as well, as a marketer, tap into that. It's kind of what I'm saying. So
exactly.
Now's
exactly.
The time to do it. So go ahead and text START to 72,000. Watch Jim's video in its completion. And by the way, he knows how much you've completed, because he's called me out on mine. I've only watched 25% of that video, and he called me out. He said, Heather, I see you've only watched 25% of the video. So that's the kind of cool stuff you could do. By the way, you can call your clients and go, you've only watched 10% of the video. So that's kind of cool stuff that you could do, by the way. I think that was really funny that you texted me that, like, hey, you've only watched 25%. I'm like, how'd you know that? So
what's interesting about that is in the world of marketing today, there's three things that are really, really important to practice. One is personalization.
Yeah.
We want to know what people are doing, what their interests are. We don't want to send out, for instance, the same email to everybody. I mean, what if they already bought the pair of jeans, or maybe they're not interested in jeans? Okay, so personalization, you need to be able to segment your data, right? You want to target people and personalize your message so that when I get a message that says, hi, Jim, and I get on my landing pages, it addresses me personally and says, thank you for buying those pair of shoes or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And the third thing, and this is big, is automation. A lot of businesses don't know where to start. How do I automate my business and grow it? What we've built in our system combines those three things and makes it really, really powerful. And you'll learn those things when you watch the video. So that if you want to understand how to automate your business, you've got to do a little investigation. And on top of all this, by the way, there will be an opportunity for anybody who does text in to book a one-on-one strategy call with one of our marketing experts. We'll spend 30 minutes looking at your business, finding out what you do, how you monetize it, and give you strategic examples of how we've done business growth strategies for other businesses. So that's a free consultation. You know, so if you're interested in learning more about how this could work for your business or what you would do, you'd say, well, Jim, I'm in real estate. How does this play for me? We have real estate agents. I own a golf course. Well, the PGA is a client of ours. You know, so we have big clients, but a lot more smaller clients. So it doesn't matter what industry you're in. We've got examples. Like I said, we've worked over 1,000 businesses in different industries. So this is applicable to everybody. This isn't just, oh, I don't have a podcast, so I don't need to use the keyword text start to 72,000. There's lots of ways to automate. We have pest control companies that automate everything they do off of our software platform.
That's really smart to do that pest control. I mean, any kind of small business, local business like that. Let me ask you a question. I do a lot of stuff with Schedule Once, and you actually scheduled this call with Schedule Once, and I did ask for your mobile number in that process. But obviously, that was with a different software. Can that be connected to Mobit.com if you opt in?
It is connected, yes. We work with Schedule Once. We work with Calendly. We work with Facebook, Amazon, over 800 software platforms we integrate with.
Oh my God, we already do some pretty wicked stuff.
Oh yeah, Amazon. We've got Amazon sellers. If you sell products on Amazon, give me a call, because we've got some really cool stuff that's going on. Like I said, we've got people that sell tennis rackets, self tanning solutions, bow and arrows. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, our software is used for all of them.
Going back to
integrations, yeah. Facebook. Is a huge integration for us. We're doing some really cool stuff. If you do Facebook ads of any kind, you kind of want to see what we're doing for some universities now with that. That's just pretty much every software: Salesforce, HubSpot, Marketo, calendar solutions like Schedule Once. We integrate with all of them through a platform called Zapier, Z-A-P-I-E-R. And what they did was they built a connection so where if you connect to them, you're in the club. And all the best known solutions out there like Trello, Slack, they're all in that marketplace and we connect to everyone.
So let me ask you a question. So on Schedule Once, and I'm asking because I'm sure someone else listening, you know, I've been using that software for 2 years. If I connect tomorrow on Zapier or even today, those people that have collected for 2 years, can I text them?
Well, usually you build the automated process first.
Yeah. Okay. So I didn't.
But again,
now I'm doing it.
Yeah. We'll actually give you some tips on what you can and can't do. Okay. So for marketing purposes, you can't just automatically start texting people. You need their permission. And we'll walk through those techniques.
Yes. Okay. So you can maybe just send data.
But if it's just a meeting confirmation,
yeah,
you don't need permission for that. Like I have people sign up for my webinars and they sign up from all over the world. And we just send them reminders before the webinar. Hey, the webinar is starting in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Those follow under notifications. Mm-hmm. So you ever get something from UPS or FedEx or even Amazon, you might get a notification. They still, to cover themselves because they don't want to get fined, still put you through like, you know, terms and conditions when you opt in for notifications. But medical practices like dentists and other things, it's not as stringent when you're not doing marketing.
Marketing. So, when you're into marketing.
Yeah, if you're just sending a confirmation of someone who booked with you Schedule Once, yeah, you can just send a text. They don't need to opt in for that.
Oh, cool. Well, we'll definitely talk offline and see how I can start marketing the people that opted in. Okay, great. So thank you so much. Where can they go to learn more one more time?
Okay. Text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to the number 72000, 72000. And the reason I'm doing it that way is because I want you to experience it. You'll have instant access right on your smartphone to watch the video or book in with one of our experts. You can certainly go to our website if you'd like. That's www.mobit.com. But I strongly suggest just texting. Yeah. You know, it's the fastest way to kind of see it in action.
You're probably listening to this podcast or video possibly on your smartphone while you're working out or whatever. So you can even still listen to us and go over and text the word start to 72000 and come back. So thank you so much, Jim, for being here. Guys, I use this myself. You know, you want to see my landing page, it's text Heather to 72000. You can see kind of what I'm doing and maybe you can go, oh, I could do the same thing. I kind of do what Heather does. So I get that. So, but do both because he does have an amazing video that works through the whole process and all these examples and just truly different examples with different companies. So you can start to see the different ways, different entities and companies and strategies that are out there and working, right? And the differences. So it's a really, I highly suggest go to start 72000, text start to 72000 and go check out Jim's video. All right, Jim, you rock. Have a great day. And this is The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Are you over 40 or 50 or 60, frustrated with the weight you can't lose? Have you tried diet after diet after diet? This is Heather Havenwood, and did you know that one sneaky ingredient goes by 61 different names? That extra weight is not your fault. If you're struggling and you want to break free from dieting misery, visit shedmyfat.com right away and get your free report. Go to shedmyfat.com today. That's shedmyfat.com.
The holidays are a wonderful time of year, made even more wonderful when you're able to get all your packages out on time. So this holiday, ship them at Staples and get 10% off UPS shipping services. Staples is open 7 days a week and has all the mailing and shipping supplies you need. Staples. Shop, ship, smile. And right now, get 10% off UPS shipping services. Valid through 12/30/17. Exclusions apply. See associate for details.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call
call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't waste your holiday vacation cooking dinner. Instead, waste it watching TV or catching up on sleep. And let me prepare a home-style meal for the family with a KFC $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. Just $20. All right, get along now. That TV isn't going to watch itself. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Heather Highlights. Here at The Win, I get to ask the experts about themselves, their stories, their views. And in this Heather Highlight, I am interviewed and probed about my story, successes and failures. So enjoy.
I think as entrepreneurs, some of us, like you say, have failed. We've crashed and burned. But whether you're ADHD or not, what do you think people, entrepreneurs or just somebody who has a job, what do you think they can learn from people like us, your stories where you had to just kind of pick up the pieces and I got $2 in my pocket and I got to make a go at this life?
You know, so just give me the world of it, right? So it happened my whole thing happened in 2005, 2006. The paperwork and all that started in 2006. The finalization started 2007. Redoing my life started around 2007, 2008. But I kind of went into I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I just kind of went into a hole. And in that time, I only reached out to a few people in my life. And some of those were just some dear mentors of mine. And so I'm just going to give you, we talked about this earlier, but I'm just going to give you a few things that they gave me, you know, little nuggets that helped me claw myself out. Because at that point, you can imagine after any kind of experience in my world is a tragedy, other people is other tragedies, you're kind of spinning, you know what I mean? Emotionally, you're just kind of like, I'm not sure what I'm doing. I call that like confusion. And when we're spinning emotionally, energetically, our brain, we don't have any power. And when you don't have any power, you can't get results. So now it's like that experience of like, no matter what you do, nothing's working. Like you're just spinning on a treadmill. That's me. And, but I wasn't spinning anymore. I got off the treadmill, but I wasn't doing anything either. I was just kind of like standing there and swirling. And so he said to me, you know, you got to get really clear on what you want. Well, when you're in the middle of the swirl, you're just like, I don't know what that is. Breathing tomorrow would be great. Maybe eating tomorrow would be great. I mean, that's all I got. So he gave me a little tool or question. He said, I want you to start using this question every single day of your life on the most littlest things. Just start there. And the question was, does this feed my confusion or strengthen my clarity? There's a lot of power to that question. When you're clear, when we're clear, people are clear, we have power. When we have power, we can get results. When we get results, then we get this thing called, you know, income and money. And like, then we can have a life, right? Then we can create a life. So when people talk about create a possibility and create a great life, that's so step 10 and 12 and 13. Maybe the clearest thing they can do right now is what they can do the next 10 minutes. All right. Or what they can go eat right now, or what, you know, what can they say to their child right now? It's sometimes it's really tiny steps, and that's where I was at. So you got to realize, just kind of imagine here, the world I was in when he told me this. I had traveled by car from West Florida to East Florida to have dinner with him, dear friend of mine. And he had to give me $20 to get back because I didn't have the money. And he paid for dinner because I didn't have the money for dinner. So he took me out and then gave me this amazing advice. And looking at him across the table, having our coffee after our dinner, and I'm in tears going, I don't know what the heck that means. Does this feed my confusion, strengthen my clarity? He's like, well, just start living from that. So that's what kind of helped me, what I call pull myself out of the abyss that I was in. You know what I mean? That was the rope that helped me, but I had to do it myself. He didn't do it. He just kind of gave me a little bit of a rope, and then I had to pull myself out. And so I started from a very small place of, does this, you know, chocolate cake versus eating tilapia, does it feed my confusion, strengthen my clarity? Does working with this project and this person feed my confusion, strengthen my clarity? And slowly, slowly, the more I started focusing on the clarity of things, then things started opening up more and things started going faster, opportunities, situations, money, all that. So that's what I share with anybody. It doesn't matter if you're owner of a $3, $4, $5, $10 million company. You could even ask yourself that question on an employee. Do I want to, should I fire this employee or not? Does it feed your confusion, strengthen your clarity? You'll know right then. Well, it's going to help the whole team if I fire them, or it's actually going to help the, you know, help them if I don't. Like, you'll know right then in that moment. That's my big one. The other one we talked about is, which kind of goes hand in hand, never stay where your presence is not valued. Again, at that time, I was like that person that you invited to anything. And I'm like, I'm here. Not even like, I shouldn't have been there. I'm like the bad person at the party, you know, because I was just like, I'm here. I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm here. I didn't, you know, I'm talking about like that person. That was like that for me for a couple of years because I didn't know what I was doing. Right. So I was just spinning my wheels. I was that person. I was at that great place that if you brought me any MLM opportunity at that time, I would have grabbed it because I was so lost, right? And now you bring me one, I'm like, it doesn't feed my confusion, strengthen my clarity. It causes a lot of confusion in my life. Thank you for the opportunity to move on. But I didn't have that power then. I was so hungry for anything, right? If you tell me the next biggest thing is this, I'm like, I'll do that. I was just so fearful that I would jump on into anything. And so what I learned was, you know, when I create my great presence and I add value to myself, then when I, you know, bring it to a situation, opportunity, a business deal, a Google Hangout, whatever it is, I'm adding my presence and my value, and I'm hopefully going to, you know, be a positive thing to everybody. And it's causing clarity in their life, not confusion.
And that was a Heather highlight for the entire interview. Check out the link in the show notes.
Thank you for listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Interested in coaching with Heather? Go to heatherhavenwood.com and sign up for a business discovery consultation. Here is your free gift for listening. Get 3 audio chapters of Heather's book, Sexy Boss, How Women Empowerment is Changing the Rulebook, when you text the word SEXY to 72000. Again, text the word SEXY, that is S-E-X-Y, to 72000, and receive your 3 audiobook chapters. Number is good only in North America. This is a Sexy Boss Wrap. This podcast is a copyright of Havenwood Worldwide, LLC.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.